Three Peeps in a Podcast, episode 11, live from the Langley Arms in Emerson's Green. We're going out on the road to see how we get on. We're sat in a corner of the pub. There's a couple of chaps over yonder, so they're the first sort of live audience of the podcast. Probably don't have a clue what we're up to. We're live at the Langley Arms. Tuesday night is quiz night, and we're going to see how it goes. We're going to try and record a round of us doing the quiz and seeing how bad we get on. So we're going to start off with what we've been up to this week. So, Rich, do you want to go first? Tell us what you've been up to in the past few weeks.
I'm quite self-aware that there are people listening to me.
You can have to talk a bit later.
They don't know what we're doing. It's Kirsten's 40th on the 28th of October of this year. So we had a weekend away in Venice with me, Kirsten, opening, and the two girls, and Kirsten's parents. So yeah, flew out on the Friday. Got the airport, obviously landed. Got the coach down to Venice Harbour. Then got on a boat to our. We were staying on the Lido. So we had about an hour's trip on the Grand Canal, taking it all in.
Highlights.
It's just the way of life. I quite liked. Just that's obviously weird.
Living on the river.
It was like water world, isn't it? They don't have cars. They live get around on boats.
It's quite strange when you get there, just to using boats instead of buses.
Yes.
Because when I got.
Are there any buses there or?
Well, to get to Venice from the mainland or whatever, but did you say you got the bus there or you got a train there?
What?
To Venice. How'd you get there?
Flew.
What, landed on the water?
Oh, you fly to Marco Polo?
No, Treviso.
Treviso, and they got a coach. It's quite a way out. But when I got a train there from Bologna when I went, and when you catch the train station and it's water, it's it's a bit daunting.
Mm. Back to my weekend.
Yeah.
It was good. I spent obviously a lot of sightseeing and a hell of a lot of glass shops. And the masks here, there's Masquerade.
Oh, yeah.
Every shop sells them.
Sex games, aren't they?
I don't know what they were for, but.
It was white shirt.
Or anarchists.
So I thought the two girls might have got really bored and kicked off a little bit, but they were the ones dragging us into these shops. Carl absolutely loved it, the little glass shops. But it's quite nice. Stopped off for a few pints between shops, things like that. And just a lovely weekend.
Was it a family affair?
Yeah, four of us and Kirsten's parents. So weather was amazing. I loved the whole weekend.
Did Cara smash much glass?
No, we had to obviously strap her arms to the side of her body.
She's like a China.
And on the Sunday,
the China shop.
And on the Sunday, it was the Venice Marathon, which is quite good. Which is along the whole front of Venice, around St. Mark's Square.
Yeah.
What I will say, when I did go into St. Mark's Square, I wasn't really blown away. I wasn't kind of, wow. And trouble is like now, with most European squares, be it Greece anywhere, you get loads of gypos just trying to sell you selfie sticks and
selfie sticks and roses
and those things they flick up in the air and catch they're good
in the dark,
but I'm sure when St. Mark's Square was being built, it wasn't being built for like it is for market purposes.
All it is now is £8 coffees and tat.
Yeah, I didn't find the prices too bad. I think you come to expect it, really.
Yeah, I guess.
And we had one little mishap. Lucia wanted a photo taken on the steps that lead down to the river where you got onto a gondola.
Mm.
So I said, okay.
Did she?
She didn't go in. But as she's walking down the steps, I was getting my phone out to take the picture. So she took the first two steps, which were quite nice marbled steps, and then she went to the ones where the water laps on.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Obviously, there's green shit all over that.
Yeah.
From the language, we're on a pub. Yeah. But yeah, she slipped onto her ass, and as she tried to get up again, she slipped again. So we didn't laugh, first of all, but then we started laughing. We started laughing. But that's what I've done, really. I went to two city games, one defeat, one win, so. 3 points.
I'll go next. As Mike will probably steal one of my things. A couple of Fridays ago, we went to watch Harry and Paul. Harry Enfield and Paul Whitehouse at the Colston Hall. Did some of their classic characters. Well, pretty much all of their classic characters. Personal highlight for me was from the new series, actually. The Harry and Paul that was on Sky One. And it was the surgeons, the posh surgeons. Charles and... Well, I can't remember what the other one's called. But there's... they're on for about 40-45 minutes in joke for people who know that comic character, but no, I think it was good, but they could have done more with it. Some of the characters just sort of came on and then went off again, and Rich has just broken wind for the 23rd time so far this evening. I should just reiterate, we are in a pub and we may get interrupted by announcements over the speaker system because they're about to start
the, what the fuck are you doing?
They're about to start the bingo.
When is in your house?
Explicit. I think if we apologise for it, we can still call it family friendly.
Still get away with it.
Trying to control you. Can do. We're rolling a bit. We're live. We're going to see what happens. Yeah. So Harry and Paul, as same as Rich, we're always live, but not live in a pub, not in my dining room.
Oh, it's like broadcast.
Party political. A couple of Bristol City games, same as Rich, and just general warehouse in the warehouse.
There was a birthday in the family, wasn't there?
There was a birthday in the family. Yes, my daughter turned one. So party on Sunday was absolutely mental. Basically, 1 and 2 year olds running around screaming and causing havoc. Quite a stressful affair. Special appearance from Eagle Piggle from In the Night Garden. That was nice. Good couple of weeks. Mike, what have you been up to?
Shall I take this?
Yeah, just to explain. I've incorporated a selfie stick as a device to push the phone around because we're doing it on a phone using Boss Jock app. Which was an investment a few months back.
Can you still hear me?
I don't know, can I?
Yeah, but you're like holding the microphone to my face.
Well, I will just...
Well...
I'll hold it.
Hold it, thanks.
Yeah,
sorry, kind of you.
Spontaneous, aren't I?
Because we've got this...
just quickly move
it. We've got the got the selfie stick just in case we don't look odd enough. what have I been up to was watching Harry and Paul. So we've done that, so that's fine.
Yeah. Do you agree? What did you get? I'd say 6 out of 10.
Ooh, that seems a bit low.
What was your favourite characters, Michael?
I did enjoy the surgeons. I mean, I don't know the new stuff. I've watched all of it, but I don't know it as well as the older stuff. Yeah. It was good to see. Obviously, Stavros, isn't it?
Mm.
Peeps, yeah,
Stavros Fatley.
It's pretty special, but obviously for me, I like Harry and Paul. But when a few sneaky fascio characters came on, that was good. Or Rowley Birkin and all that,
and a little bit.
I'm a geezer.
Swooshy, swooshy.
Then this weekend, just catching up with people.
Been ill as well, Mike. You've been under the weather.
A little bit under the weather, yeah. Man flu, as they call it nowadays.
Yeah. Who's they? Who are they?
That's a book you're going to.
It is a book I've got patent pending on. Often you hear people
just need to write it.
People often you hear people will say they said this, they said that. I just want to know who they are.
I think it's probably the same person as the man when you've got a kid and they're in a park and you say the man's going to tell you what for. The man's looking.
The bogeyman.
So this weekend I saw my godkids, which was nice. Both sets on the.
Did you give them the man flu?
One's female, so she should
give them the woman flu.
Well, bird flu technically. That's the joke.
Bird flu. Yeah,
bird flu. I hope not. Although they did. Parents didn't know I've got a cold. Insisted she gave me a little kiss on the lips or whatever.
Okay.
That was it. Goodbye.
Thank you. We were hoping to have some t-shirts on us at this point to promote the podcast in a
more stranger
in a pub environment. But Rich Brown, who's providing the high-res images to do it, has let everyone down.
I don't think they know what my life consists of, really, with two children, a stressed out job, a demanding wife.
Just quit your job then.
And I did send them to you, but I think the firewall might have stuffed that up a bit. So
send us a receipt of your sent items.
I ain't got that on me.
But I was going to say, you've been much more on board of late.
There we go. We're going.
Quiz is starting.
I think
start bingo.
The Darks men might have finished if we want to move.
Nah, it's fine. I'm up here. Right, we're going to just pause there because we've got the bingo starting. So, Two Little Ducks, 22. See you in sec.
Two fat ladies. What's opposite me?
Okay, so we've had the bingo, and Dave, the quiz master, will be coming around shortly to collecting our pounds to enter the quiz, so to speak. But we will quickly do our Room of Doom.
Patch, Rich and Mike in the tiny room. Tell us what's in your room of
Okay, so Rich, do you want to hit us up first with your Room of Doom?
Yeah, wait a minute, I'm just send that picture alive. Reception's terrible.
It's recording, so.
Yeah, I need to get to my notes. I can't remember what my Room of Doom was.
Right, okay.
Room of Doom. Can I swear on this one?
No.
No, I wouldn't swear. It's the wankers who don't put their full headlights on. At this time of the year. They didn't put the main headlights on, they put the little spotlights on.
Right, okay.
So rather than having the big proper lights on their car, they had the little spot ones.
Yeah.
Or the people also put fog lights on when it isn't foggy.
Fog lights are on.
Yeah, there's no fog. But yeah, the amount of times I had to kind of gesture to them, put your lights on.
Yeah.
But even old people now with Nissan Micros, so they've got little spotlights on the front. They don't use the main headlight. Why?
Because it's not a question for me to answer.
It's not just so you can see; it's to be seen also.
Right. Yeah.
I had enough. Sick of it.
So not using your full beam.
Sick of it.
Your main headlights.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Correct.
I've been racking my brains to think of one. I thought of one, and now it's left me. I've got it. It's people and places that put up Christmas decorations in early November. I think there should be a law against it.
October,
I think before even Halloween was out of the way, I saw Christmas decorations in John Lewis at the Mall and various places. A few houses with lights on. So yeah, I think there should be maybe the last week in November.
Bella fight.
First week in December.
With her.
So that's mine. Mike.
Yeah, mine's very simple. Don't know, that's one of your line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Simple, mine is a person. Sure, she means well, but sorry, you annoy me. Caroline Flack, the end.
Yeah, X Factor fame.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the X Factor?
Yeah, it's okay. I think some of the choices to go into the live shows were bad.
Mm.
And
it doesn't put you very well.
the hosts don't like them.
Ollie Murs.
Ollie, he's a lovely lad, but no.
Just for the record,
what's on weekend?
Antiques Roadshow is now getting more viewers than X Factor. All right, you twats are still watching it.
Language again.
Bad swearing again in the pub.
it just feels natural, but bad. Yeah.
Just for those people out there that do like the X Factor, Mike. Yeah. Who's your favourite to win?
Oh, please don't. Just end it now.
The one that you posted as Patch on the weekend, Che Chesterman.
Che Chesterman. Yeah.
Did you see the comment I put on the weekend about Sean Miley Moore? Did you see who I mean?
Yes.
How did you feel about him?
I felt raped.
Oh God!
Apologise for that.
He's a very good singer. That's why he's on the show.
He's only had half a pint.
Here's Dave.
Here's Dave. Hello, Dave.
Last week, pal.
Yeah, quizzing. How you doing, mate?
All right.
Long strange you quizzing here.
Yeah.
Long time no see.
Just recording a podcast here. Do you know what a podcast is?
I've heard of them, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, we're just
doing
it live at the Langley Arms.
What we do.
Oh, right. Yeah. So broadcast.
We do a round.
You're broadcast, not receiving.
We're broadcasting now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All over the web.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all happening here.
We got a pen, or do we need a lucky pen?
Can we have a lucky pen, please, Dave?
And some answers.
So we'll be looking forward to the quiz, everyone.
And also, why on X Factor was it Covers Week when surely every week is Covers Week?
good point. It was a good point.
What was it? It was
reinvention week.
Reinvention, but what it seemed to be was mash up week.
Mash it up.
I hate Rita Ora and I hate mash it up.
What costume you're wearing and how you dance?
It should be about the music, but
it's all about the bass.
It's the X Factor, darling. So it's a bit of everything.
What is the X Factor? I mean, it's the X Factor, isn't it?
Who are they? Yeah.
Who are they? And who is the X Factor? So Jay Chesterman, whatever.
I think when he sings his songs properly, he's got the best voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Max Stone, the blonde girl who has always got a midriff out.
But basically, if this is happening now, someone like Mick Jagger, Damon Albarn, wouldn't get anywhere near it.
They've had his time. They've had their time.
No, but they ain't got like what you call a perfect voice. But their voices suit. Freddie Mercury won't get near the final, would he?
Yeah.
They ain't got proper voices. They got voices that suit
Freddie
song.
Mercury's got great voice.
Yeah, but not. All right.
We're just about to start the quiz now, so we'll just play the final Room of Doom, which is
a live podcast.
We're gonna play the Room of Doom from James Allen.
It's from Midsummer Norton. In my Room of Doom would be boy racers. I'm sick to death of them bombing up and down the main road at the bottom of where we live, late at night, with no respect for the speed limits or other road users or just the general public. They should all be given ASBOs for their behaviour, for the way they carry on. I'm sick to death of their stupid cars that they drive around. They think they're brilliant and that they're the best machines on the road. As I said, the Fast and the Furious films, the first couple, have got a lot to answer for, as I believe they started off this craze of car customization and souping up automobiles. As I said, it's the baked bean tins or the paint tins that they stick on the exhaust to make them loud and make them sound like a bag of spanners. And it's all the body parts like the plastic skirts and the wings and spoilers that they stick all over the cars. As I said, it looks like they've taken the remnants of an Airfix kit, all those leftover plastic bits that hold all the parts together, and they're just thrown at the car and stuck on any which way. You know, if they actually spent less money souping up their piles of junk Fiestas, old Fiestas or Corsas or whatever, they could probably actually afford a decent car. I've got no problem with people that, you know, buy sports cars or high performance cars that are factory spec. It's just these young idiots that, you know, buy these cars and think that they're the best thing on the road and the next Lewis Hamilton or Sebastian Vettel. You know, they've got just no disregard to public roads or speed limits. And they're just a general nuisance. So that's it. So boy racers would be in my Room of Doom. Thanks very much.
Okay, we're back in the room. We're on question four of general knowledge, I think this round is. So we'll just see how we get on with this.
I can see two of them myself, but I can't see the third.
So what was the question? Something about showers and baths.
Shower, bath, and delight. What comes before those words?
Right, let's listen to question five from Dave. Go, Dave.
I think you can hear this.
I don't know. We're just trying it.
And number five, which is the only bird to give us leather? The only bird from which we can obtain some sort of leather.
Bad question to start on, because I've not got a clue. The only bird to give us leather.
You get leather from cows, don't you?
Mm. What, eagle?
Possibly.
Eagle or penguin or?
Peregrine.
Peregrine toque.
Penguins, well, quite robust.
Quite wax.
Emu.
Mordhull.
Orville.
Number six, in which English county is Wookie Hole?
Oh, that's in Somerset. Wookie Hole, local based goods.
Therefore, everyone's
question we know. You got a friend who lives in Cheddar, haven't you?
Ew.
I know, it's Froome. Chat with 12 Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Tate with 12 Fingers.
Number seven, being pretty precise mind, what colour is the roof of world champion stock car driver's car?
Oh my God. James Allen might know that.
White. White.
Gold? Gold? Red?
I mean, technically, white's not a colour, isn't it? But I don't know.
It's obviously something. No, I think it's.
Leather.
He said specific, didn't he?
So.
It's probably something like gold or mauve.
Green. Or like a yellow jersey.
Minty sunrise or something.
Yellow. Like the yellow jersey in Tour de France.
What?
I don't know.
It's all of a bit of both.
Being yellow. I'm in charge of the pen.
Rich has the pen. We are going for a team name of Three Cabbages in a podcast. So when we used to come at the Langley Arms in yesteryear, we always had cabbage in the name, didn't we, Mike?
Yeah, great. Can you explain why?
Any questions about this?
Here we go, we've got a question coming up.
It's just what it says. Number 8, which leg is below his right arm if you study a left-handed violinist in a mirror?
Left-handed violinist, so that way. What leg is under his arm?
What leg is under his arm? There you go.
Which leg is below his right arm if you study a left-handed violinist in a mirror?
So that's left-handed violinist, right arm. Left leg.
It's 50-50, I think.
Yeah,
can we go 50-50? Can we ask an audience?
I think we can ask Dave. That's my podcast.
Do you want to explain the cabbage base?
Yeah.
You have to be there. I'll warn you now.
Yeah. Well, I made you chuckle. So was it John Lewis or Debenhams?
It was Debenhams.
He knows it very well. Me and Patch had a lovely day in town on the weekends. Did a little bit of shopping. Dave, shut up. we went to the fourth floor of a computer section. And I tried to log onto a computer, but I had a password. Patch came along to see how things were going, and I said, in a kind of a spy's quiet way, just to let you know, my password isn't cabbage sandwiches.
And as I said, you really have to be there. It's absolutely hilarious.
But the way we've used it since, it's continued.
Oh, question. Number 9, which country once had Pierre Trudeau as Prime Minister?
I'm going to say France.
I'm going to say an African France.
Congo?
Ruled nation.
What
was it? I don't know. Senegal?
Switzerland?
Mali? I don't think France has a president, is it?
Canada?
Prime Minister, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Canada.
Helen.
That's a good shame.
Number 10, Bush are the last two words of which song?
Bush, snowing contacts.
Are the last two words of which song?
Bush.
Is Kate Bush based?
It's got to be.
Bush. No.
Bush.
This is probably the hardest general knowledge round I've ever had.
Hardest quiz we've ever been to.
I bet we know that answer.
They might know.
I think they've looked it up.
Okay, well, that's the end of the first round. We're going to play a bit of music now. We're going to have Ohio from Dan Grinter.
Tin soldiers and Nixon's coming. Found her dead on the ground. real soldiers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. Fought dead in Ohio. Fought dead in Ohio. Fought dead in Ohio. Fought dead in Ohio.
Blimey, we're in the food and drink round now, and it's which soap do they eat bongo? Okay. Bongo flakes.
Home and away.
Richard's gone for home and away. I can hear everyone at the other end shouting, neighbours!
Second guess would be Hollyoaks.
What?
My guess would be Hollyoaks. Because
what are you basing that on?
I know the word Hollyoaks. I don't watch any soaps, so I don't know.
Yeah, right. Didn't use any soaps, more like.
Oh,
Richard.
What, you're actually saying I'm smelling.
Number four.
Is that
the national dish of Denmark.
What is the national dish of Denmark?
You've been a
book. Class of the national dish of Denmark.
Sauerkraut?
I don't know. They're famous with Danish bacon, aren't they?
Just you two in this podcast, is it?
It's because you keep making nasty comments.
Yeah, but you leave me out.
Basically, you've said Rich, you've said Mike smells.
You said I smell, but you won't.
No, but if Pat said like soap, I would have said it's about him as well.
Ah, okay.
Good. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Is it too obvious to be bacon?
Number five, I've got a choice of this one. In a French kitchen, does the word Farsi, does that mean stuffed, frozen, or fried?
Stuffed.
Farsi.
There we go. Stuffed. Mike knew
in
that one.
Kitchen.
I hope it's the case.
How do you know?
I watch all those shows, don't I?
What, Bake Off?
Actually, MasterChef Professional starts tonight.
Kitchen Nightmares?
No, I just finished.
We're doing food tennis now.
Go.
Hell's Kitchen.
MasterChef Australia.
I've got no more. Oh, Ready, Steady, Cook.
I'm just writing the quiz answers now.
He's livid. He's not involved.
There you go. Got another question coming up now.
Straight up.
I'm sure of it.
They've all gone on. They've all switched off.
Number six. What's the name of the sweet shop in the Harry Potter story that sells
never heard of it.
Frogs, cockroach clusters, and fizzing whizzing?
I know it's on Diagon Alley. Does that help?
Nope. Is it Woolworths?
You're recording this bit for real?
Is it Woolworths?
You're not recording this bit, are you?
Yeah.
Well, them listening to us.
Listen, gold.
Our answers are comedy gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a drink.
How many points do you reckon we've got so far?
Three.
Keep recording yourself when you go to the bar.
Five back.
Should I walk to the bar?
Yes, please. Keep speaking to it.
Take a video as well.
You go past people. How's it going, guys?
And some cake.
Love a bit of cake.
Mike, question was, which sweet treat can be found at the ambassador's parties? And you said...
I don't know the answer.
I said Ferrero Rocher.
You didn't. I said it. I said it. You didn't say it at all.
Wow.
I said Ferrero Rocher.
Didn't you ever say that?
Right, I'm going to go to the bar and get some drinks.
Get some funny looks.
Mike, what would you like?
Can I have the same again, please?
Mike's still got half a Thatcher's left.
What's the name of the coarse, heavy black bread originating in Westphalia? Wherever that is.
Westphalia. See, you don't even know where it is, and he's asking the questions. Black bread from Westphalia.
Okay, all these German breads, really thick stuff. Nah, it's gone. Let's go to Asda and look.
Okay, so successful round on food and drink. We're just going to go to the bar. See you in a sec.
Dave, you got a sec?
Eh?
You got a sec?
What?
Just a quick question, a few quick fire questions for you.
What?
How long have you been doing the podcast here at the Langley Arms?
The podcast?
Not the podcast.
The quiz.
16 years.
Man and boy. Yep. 16 years, and it's pretty much the same people every week.
What's the longest serving team? The longest serving team, there is a team that's been here, two teams that have been here right from the very beginning.
Right, which one?
16 years. Numeric Assemblers and the Monks.
And where else do you do the quiz?
We do them the Moor End Spout in Laylsea, the Mariners at Barclay, Cross Hands at Old Sodbury.
So you're basically quizzing every night then, aren't you?
I don't do quiz master. Yeah, I don't do them all. I spend a lot of time writing and making the picture rounds and doing the sound rounds and everything.
Excellent. Mike, any questions for Dave?
What's your favourite ever question?
What's the name of Robin Day's hedgehog?
Oh, do you know?
No, I don't know how to find
Rich,
that.
Yeah. So what is it?
Roy.
Norman.
Norman. Rich.
It was on there. It's a scene from...
Spin Image.
No.
Monty Python.
Monty Python. Yeah.
Right on, Mike. Rich, any questions?
Are you actually any good at quizzes yourself?
No, rubbish. I did one once and we came bottom.
I think that's pretty much where we'll be, because we've been concentrating on doing the podcast. Cheers, Dave.
Thank you, boys. Good luck in the next week.
Cheers, mate.
Great quiz.
Right. Okay, thanks. That was Dave, the quizmaster. Playing a gentleman. Now, so we're going to start Rich's rant, I believe. So go, Rich. What's the jingle for the Rich's rant?
Usual. Here it comes.
It's Rich's rant! Yeah!
My rant is to, I know you don't exist, but it's God. Why? As human beings, we're kind of like the superior race, yeah? We run this joint, yeah? No, as humans, though.
Right.
Not British.
Mankind, yeah.
Humans, yeah? We're the superior, we're in charge.
That's what we're led to believe.
Yeah. Why haven't we got the same powers as animals? Why? You've seen films. Right, you've seen a cat fall off a roof, lands on his feet, walks off. If that's me, I'd probably break my ankle or something like that and be in hospital. Yeah. Gorillas.
Intense physio.
Yeah, but gorillas can swing from tree to tree. They don't have to think about it. They just do it.
Yeah.
Again, me, I barely climb a tree. Why are we so... All right, we can run, jump and throw, but we're quite limited in our skills.
Yeah, but we can talk. Yeah. Make iPads and stuff.
Yes, but animals can do loads of things, can't they?
So if you had a choice, what would you rather be, an animal or a human? Can animals thatch as gold?
Yeah, but why weren't we given the same? Why can't we fly? It just annoys me.
Right, so which...
Pigeons, they can fly, but they still walk.
Yeah, they've got the gift of both, but...
No, they get run over.
Yeah.
What is that?
They don't live very long.
A pigeon shouldn't get run over, should it?
They race as well, don't they? You get to race.
If you could fly, there's no excuse to get run over.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Which animal trait would you have if you could have one?
Invisibility.
Which animal is invisible?
But also, you must play football with a dog. So you got like a dog, right? And you got a ball. They got everything.
Reactions.
Animals.
Reactions, yeah.
Tenacious.
They got it all, animals.
So other than invisibility, which no animals got, what single thing would you like to be able to do?
Like a dog, lick my own testicles. No, run. I don't know. You like swing from tree to tree.
You can run now.
All right, fly.
Slowly, but
fly. We put it fly.
Fly. Which animals? All right, okay, so
birds.
Birds.
Bird based.
Right. So you'd like to be able to fly?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I think we've been shortchanged.
Okay. Before we come off that topic, Mike, which animal instinct would you like to have?
Be like a cat, sneaky little bastards, aren't they?
Yeah, but you are a sneaky little bee. And you're hairier than a
pussy
ape. So Rich wants to fly. What would you like to be able to do?
Be able to lie against the chest of a lady without it being looked down upon
and stroked.
Yeah,
like cats.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Stinky little bastards.
Yeah, I would like to be able to swim underwater forever and ever and ever, if I should wish to.
Would you like to be a duck? Would you call it a duck-billed platypus, or would you just feel confused?
I don't understand that.
Because they're like a mishmash, aren't they?
Okay.
It's like a dog with a beak or something.
It's like a lady.
It's a
In
chap.
Fact, it's a chap.
Uh-huh. Lady boys.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just going to go to the bar and get some drinks. So, Rich, what do you want?
Did you know?
Oh, is that your rant finished? I thought you had a two-pronged attack.
No, it wasn't really a rant. It's more of a... I feel shortchanged.
Yeah, conversational piece.
But did you know, out of all the blood types, the worst spellers are the type O's?
Nope.
Do you get it, Mike?
Yeah, I like that.
Just wait for the penny to drop.
Yeah, classic.
What didn't you get about it?
No, I did get it. That's why I said yes.
No, but what didn't you get about it?
Well,
explain it.
Typo.
Oh, I see. What am I? Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm just off to the bar. So, Rich, what do you want?
Pint of Thatcher's Gold, please.
Mike?
Other ciders are available, but not as good as Thatcher's Gold.
Cosmopolitan, please.
And I'm going to have a Sharps Brewery Doom Bar. Different drinks.
For different needs.
Okay, let's hear the scores and the questions and answers for you people that were listening along. Round one and round two.
We didn't do very well. Out of 40, we only got 18. But we were concentrating more on the podcast, to be fair. Welcome back, by the way.
Knew we get mentioned. He keeps mentioning us because we said we're doing a podcast, and he thinks we are live on the web. I don't know if he thinks it's advertising for him.
The Dutch beer with the five-pointed red star as logo is Heineken.
They're not listening to this.
Yep. Clampett's daughter in the Beverly Hillbillies, Ellie May. You all knew what this is. It goes before bath, shower, and delight. Turkish. If anybody knows what a Turkish shower is, and.
Golden
shirt. Basically, that question was bullshit.
They're not going to listen to this patch.
The only bird that can give us leather is the ostrich. Wookie Hole is in Somerset. The roof of the world champion stock car driver. I did say you had to be exam because it's gold. It's not.
What I said, amber.
Oh, I bloody said gold. We also have things we regret.
This number 8 was just a load of smoke and mirrors. Which leg is below his right arm? If you study a left-handed violinist in a mirror, it makes no difference whether he's left-handed, whether he's a violinist, or whether he's in a mirror. It's his right leg is below his right arm, no matter what.
Another bullshit question.
Good question.
Pierre Trudeau was once Prime Minister of Canada.
Got that.
And the
Got
Bush it. Bush are the last two words of the song Down at the Old Bull and Bush. Bush Bush.
Down at the Old Bull and
Our food stuff, this Italian restaurant, Caesar Cardini, he invented or devised the Caesar salad.
Cheers.
Simple as that, yeah. Only about three teams got this spot on. Added to whiskey to make a rusty nail is Drambuie.
That.
Very specifically, Drambuie. Nobody knew the TV soap where in the background you might see bongo flakes.
Hollyoaks.
Fictitious breakfast cereal is Hollyoaks. The national dish of Denmark is technically pork.
Do you get half a point?
Danish bacon.
Pork for Danish.
Stop waving the wand between you two because they won't listen to me, don't they?
French kitchen word Farsi means stuffed.
Get in.
Get stuffed to me.
The sweet shop in Harry Potter that sells chocolate frogs, cockroach clusters, and fizzing whiskey.
Never seen the film or franchise.
Honeydukes. Yeah. which stool in Kent is most famous for oysters?
Ooh, got that. Yeah. So changed it from mussels.
The sweets you'd like to be found in the apple.
Ferrero Rocher.
Black heavy bread from Westphalia in Germany is pumpernickel.
Oh, I knew that.
And the Japanese dish of these thinly sliced meat,
stir fry,
all seasoning, all cooked, usually at the
Yakitori.
Table, sukiyaki.
That's what I thought.
Right.
A lot of you got the yaki bits, but I didn't give you any
recommendations.
What round is this?
Super yaki.
Three. Don't let them sit for another round.
On we go to the next round in the news of the last 7 days or so.
Awesome.
And then tonight's
sound round
of
the
Mega Mix.
Rich doesn't think you guys would be interested in this, so I'm going to pause it. Speak to you in a sec. This is an interesting question. Which group of people have got the worst teeth? Is it A, members of parliament, B, footballers, or C,
dentists?
And Rich, the answer is?
It's Premiership footballers for some reason. Don't know why.
Did you get that?
Got that. Rich is pissed. I mean, drunk.
Oh.
Apologies for the language.
I think it's too late for that.
I'm going to have to register this one as explicit.
We've got F's on this. We've got
don't F, whatever you do.
Yeah, hopeful was in trouble this week after making a quip about the French being lazy.
Oh, it was Donald Trump?
Presidential hopeful
made a quip about the French being lazy.
I don't know if it was Trump.
Well, it's a classic him or your classic
Clinton.
It was Clinton.
Oh,
what's her name?
Hillary Clinton.
Hill
Clint. Clinton Morrison.
Pays for
Exeter.
Good man. Weekend.
What's he did, yeah.
I watched non Premiership.
I know, so it's Ryan Hartley, David Noble.
Noobs.
Jamie McAllister.
Number eight, Barry Hales. The weekend, Hayley Turner retired from her job. Which job was she a pioneer in?
Hayley Turner
was her name.
Hayley Turner.
If you know the answer, please get in touch with us.
Just tweet us now.
Texas.
You can tweet us at as in an at sign 3PIAPC. Like us on Facebook at 3 Peeps in a Podcast.
Phone me on 0779.
I don't know who Hayley Turner is, sorry. Next.
Well, she's a pioneer or something.
Paul Danson.
Anal.
Oh, loud.
And number nine, who interrupted a concert in Spain to complain about the audience not clapping in time for the music?
C unit.
And then took time to give them a lesson.
Such a C unit.
Justin Bieber, if it is him, I hate him.
He is a C unit.
Surely you must love him because he's everything you stand for in music.
Oh. That's incorrect.
He and when he was in Oslo, didn't he just say, "Oh, that's it, I've had enough," and he just walked off stage because he is a
idiot. I think it wasn't like a proper gig. It was
he was on TFI Friday the other day. Just a little quip for you. Are you I'll pause if you ask this question, but are you
gay?
I am, yeah.
Are you going to be watching and enjoying I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on Sunday?
And number 10, which part-time football team stunned everyone by
Salford.
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 We say Chesham United.
Who did Chesham United beat, Rich? 1-0 at the weekend.
Chesham United beat non-league Bristol Rovers.
Oh, non-league. He said non-league. So
made up.
Whitehawk, I believe, are the other club.
Forest did well, yeah.
5-3.
I saw the highlights of Wealden Rovers, but that.
Wilstone,
with that. You got no fans to blow up there.
Got no fans.
You want some? Same round. We just need the artist.
Oh, same round. We like the same round.
Not allowed to play it.
Number one, we have a lady vocalist. I think this is from the 90s. Oh. But don't quote me on that.
It's from the 90s, says Dave.
From the 90s.
I'm not sure if this is one of her best ones.
Leanne Rhymes.
That's right.
Oh. Brandy or Monica?
Never heard of it. What song is it? Anybody know?
Jamelia?
Shazam,
Shola Ama.
So is Yank, basically.
I'm not putting Shazam on, Rich. We're not cheating.
Kelly Rowland?
Sounds like it, isn't it?
I reckon Brandy or Monica.
Yes,
I'm playing
the right way around. It's not backwards.
I
think
Kelly Rowland.
It's not Kelly Rowland.
It's not Kelly, he says.
I put it, alright.
He's put it, so.
Okay. I'll just write Brandy or Monica in my little book.
What is Brandy or Monica?
It's two artists.
Number two, so we may recognise a tune.
60s. 60s, over to Rich.
Even though I wasn't born in the 60s, I still know some good music.
Carefully, been closer now, and you will see what I see. It isn't a dream.
There's a kind of hush
that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you.
Karaoke Corner with Patch Warner.
Forever and ever.
Why was everybody humming along?
Herman's Hermits.
Herman's.
That's actually
my mother's favourite band.
This was the 2000s.
She's got no taste in music, even though.
With sunrises in your hair.
Stop singing on the microphone, Pat.
This is like a one-hit wonder, isn't it?
That's it, Sandy Thumb, yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Good thinking, well done.
Wish I was a poker with flowers in my hair.
Just to prove we know it.
Here come the remix.
Still going, still going. Feel free to sing along, Rich.
Give me the lyrics. Well, she ain't got the lyrics because she didn't write them.
What if she did?
Get your legs on the way.
You feel bad, wouldn't you?
I was waiting for the band to turn up at the end of the day.
Bants.
Come on, Dave. Give us another one.
You've got to listen in public here, Dave.
You're live on the web.
I've got all of two people listening to
you. You're live on the web, Dave.
Yeah, so
they
obviously
is
Lady Blister.
Get on with it.
Lady Blister. Here we go. It's even older, this one, I think. Even older.
Older than what?
Who was this?
Even older than Rich.
Shook, what that? What that?
Christ, on a bike. I'm going to pause it there.
Eternal.
No, Cranberries.
Cranberries.
Band from the 90s. Hang on, don't jump to conclusions.
This is Linger.
Linger, yeah.
The Cranberries.
Do you have to?
Karaoke corner with Rich Brown.
Rich. It hasn't started yet, has it? Yeah, but it hasn't started, is it? You have to make me linger.
Do you have to?
Was that the shortest one?
A little bit of cake.
Was that the shortest one? That's a real quiz.
We
could be on that.
From the 2000s.
Pumpkins, are they smashing pumpkins or?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Don't know the song title.
Disarmament.
Here comes me.
Disarmament.
Yeah, song.
Smashing Pumpkins, everyone.
Oh,
this sounds like a Britney Spears.
Aguilera?
Or Aguilera, yeah.
Strong Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Strong.
It is. Britney Spears, Stronger.
Initially, I thought it might be Samantha Mumba, but no.
What do you think about a law, a stroke rule, that every famous woman who's quite good looking should at least release at least one topless picture? Trying to get past it.
That's up to them, isn't it, Mike? What do you think?
I think it should, yeah.
I mean, like, the back of my era, like, you know, like your Michaela Strachan's and your Denise Van Outen's, things like that.
Oh, maybe Van Outen, but maybe not Strachan.
Back in the day, when it's Hitman and her.
Oh. Right up.
Save
a little fit. Right up. Don't get set the dream we
went to. Oh,
let's sing for the day.
Oh, it's the feeling.
That's it.
I got a feeling, it's the feeling.
Because I think one of the guitarists is married to Sophie Ellis Bextor.
There we go, heard it first. Her mother, I believe, was on Blue Peter.
Janet Ellis. I bumped into Sophie Ellis Bextor once and I said, why the wide face?
Thank you, Rich.
Just because you don't know. You'd be shit on a quiz.
Return to Innocence by Enigma.
Love.
Devotion.
Imagine you're on a quiz show. We're against the clock here, Michael.
You make the noise, not me.
He gets so excited when he knows an answer, he just can't get it out.
He's rubbing
That's what she said.
He's rubbing his fingers out of him.
This is what you expect of me.
We need a visual for that. That's the end of the music round.
Come on then, here we go.
Oh, God.
Number one again. Was this lady vocalist?
Speak to you in a sec. Okay, so that was the music quiz. I think we've done quite well on that one. We're going to do recommendations now as we're approaching the last round of the quiz. Mine is on BBC iPlayer and it's River, a detective who sees ghosts, visions of people that he's been involved with or people involved in this case that have died to help solve a murder case. And it's the chap, the Swedish chap from Mamma Mia. I don't know.
No.
Not ABBA. cheers, Dave. Thank you. He was also in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Anyway, River, BBC iPlayer, give it a shot. Mike?
Mine's a future one.
Toast to London, season 4?
3.
Luckily not, because you do your best to spoil it, as you do. Actually, tomorrow night on Channel 4, Peep Show, series...
Returning?
Series 9, the last ever series of Peep Show.
Never really got into it, but obviously you like it.
I'm a fan. It's a shame you two are not.
Nah, I will give it a shot, just for you.
Thank you.
Series 9. No, I never got into
the season 9.
Series.
I never got into the Poop Show. My recommendation is not TV program based. It is TV based. It's Apple TV, everybody.
Oui.
Generation 4, I believe. Apple TV 4.
Okay, finally.
It's a whole new revamp on the operating system. You can now download apps to play on your telly, and your remote is like a Nintendo Wii kind of remote. So,
it's basically they stole Nintendo Wii.
It ranges from a 32 gig one from £129, 64 gig, £169. I went for the 64 gig one because I'm loaded. No, because I'm. I didn't mean that.
Rich has had a drink, everyone.
No, because I just fancied a bigger thing. But yeah, it's a nice new remote with a touch screen on it, kind of looking like the magic pad is.
So, what games have you played that you enjoyed?
There's a new tennis one, I can't remember the names of them, but there's a tennis one.
So can you use your phone as a.
I don't know, actually.
Chuck.
You might be able to, I don't know. But it's good, it's worth investing. It was done on its feet a little bit. The Apple TV is getting a bit stale.
So does the Apple, like a Wii, does the Apple TV sit on the TV and for the sensor thing?
No, it just sits in my cabinet. It's all Bluetooth based, so it's not.
So it's not like the Wii, as in it.
No, it didn't sense you, no.
Right, okay.
It's just a. What do they call it? The. Gyrometer,
gyroscope
built into the remote, so it's all Bluetooth based, so you'd have to like be able to see the Apple TV. It's worth probably any for a go.
Apple TV, Apple Watch, Apple iPhone, Apple iMac.
Yep.
Just imagine if you'd have bought Apple shares when you started started getting Apple stuff
back in 1998, just as Steve Jobs returned to the company.
But we all thought at the time they can't go any higher.
Yeah. Well, can you remember when I first started getting this Apple stuff, and you all didn't jump on board?
Oh,
do you work for Apple, Rich? Do you work for Apple? Mm. Which I bloody did, mate. Which I bloody did. And now everyone's got Apple now. Just saying, I saw the future and I tasted it.
And you liked it.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
When?
Back in school.
About 19. Do you?
Went to what? 31.
Yeah. I was 1 year.
And he was 19.
Then the 19. Oh, when I was 19.
What?
So, age joke. Can't stop coughing. Anyway,
hello.
You said 19.
Bob Fleming here.
Busted it back together, so that's fine. And Charlie's got lovely hair. That's all I got to say.
Who?
Charlie Simpson and Busted. They all got back together, and they hello that.
I'm not being funny. I'm trying to do a podcast with what I class as two friends. I'm trying to be serious, like, by recommending Apple TV, and you're like, my charity's hair from busted.
Because I don't know.
Lads, you just need to grow up.
Don't bring me into it.
He doesn't get it.
Are you level busted McFly's on that shite?
Well, go on, let's be nice. Are we saying things to...
No, you're not saying it to point them out. You're saying it genuinely because you're interested.
Yeah, like Charlie's hair.
Am I?
Yes.
Am I?
Yes.
Am I?
You mentioned busted off air, and now you've come back onto it now on air.
I can confirm he did.
Yeah, again.
Why do you love busted so much?
No one, you don't understand my humour, do you?
Come on, shit. Just tell us what's your favourite busted song.
Which is the group are you that Matt Willis was involved in? You reckon you got at him?
Oh yeah, went to his wedding or something, didn't he?
We don't talk about things. Can we just stop it?
I'll probably soon. Mike wants to stop the recording.
Yeah, well, it's things I can mention about other people that I won't.
It's like the Bee Gees ripped off their microphone on Clive Anderson's show.
At least I like Clive Anderson, he's quite good.
Okay, we're going to take a break there because Mike is throwing his toys at the pram.
Have you got any fucking toys?
Mike, it's your round. Mike isn't familiar with the bar and buying drinks. So if he gets up and goes and get a drink, me and I should probably faint.
Because you want me to buy you one, and then you're being a cheeky bastard.
Yeah, you need to...
Language to a thing.
You request the drink you require and then hand over some sterling.
We've got sweets coming, we've got wine coming. We're going to win.
Here we go, what have we got? He's got a bottle of wine in his hand. And he's taking it away.
Close.
28 in round 3 and 4.
Out of 40, that's not really good though, is it?
28 out of 40. Yeah, that's right.
It's not bad, is it?
Mike, get a bloody drink.
Fucking Terry Wogan with that microphone. Oh. Let me hold it for a bit.
This is expletive, this one.
Hi everyone, welcome to Three Peeps in a Pub. I'm holding the microphone for a bit so you can actually hear my voice, the comedy.
Comedy, the key member.
You're now listening to your favourite member of. Just waiting for Pet to get a drink in, so we could be recording episode 12 by the time it arrives. He's disorientated. He don't know which way the bar is.
Manfully.
Yeah. All right. There's a big wooden counter with some women's to behind it.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought.
Request my drinkage and Patrick's.
And Doom bar.
Doom bar.
Cheers. Different drinks for different
needs.
Doesn't rhyme, does it?
Well, you're not drinking, I guess, because you're driving, aren't you? He has a thumbs up.
Get a pint of air for yourself.
Enjoy it. Yeah, witnesses.
Scores.
Yeah, you're getting mental. Days on.
Oh, a second win for Cameron's Wishlist with their 30. Oh, no, sorry, they didn't win last time.
They're not called Cameron's Wishlist.
First win, yeah. Cameron's Wishlist for the 30. Closest to them is 28, so the three cabbages in a podcast.
Get in.
And the numeric 7 is on a 28.
Ah, we officially won that second,
next I mean. One, that's the imps. And then 22.
Pause it.
Slippers of Dumb Monk. And a 20 from Club Armitage, only two of them were ever made.
All right,
recording.
The name of the British astronaut getting ready for a takeoff is Tim Peake, most of you know. The audio of the car that's being investigated for fires is the Vauxhall Zafira. The V&A Museum turned down the clothes of Margaret Thatcher.
Told you.
So Marks and Sparks are a bit disappointed. The had his tour bus nicked in Liverpool, well, where else? Bill Bailey, comedian.
Right there.
And the study of English teeth has found that Premiership footballers have the worst teeth.
Too bad, didn't you?
I did say that, Patrick.
Why? The US presidential hopeful was in trouble this week for making a quip about the French being lazy. He actually said the French working week consists of just 3 days when you just have to show up. And it was Jeb Bush. Yeah, it could only be, couldn't it?
Bush.
How can one family produce so many of these idiots?
That's going out worldwide.
Who interrupted the concert in Spain? He complained about the clap. The audience not clapping. They weren't clapping in time, so he stopped his show and showed them how to clap to the music. It was Justin Bieber. Yeah. Mm. And the part-time football club that everybody was watching Salford City, they're called.
Congratulations to Salford City. Hartlepool in the next round.
Congratulations to Chesham United as well.
Chesham United, who beat non-league Pretoria.
She was a jockey.
Back to work on Monday.
Yeah, 15 years with over 500.
Okay, coming back after the end of the quiz. We're waiting for the results to come in. But we've just been notified by Rich, the eagle-eyed one amongst us, that we never actually voted for our Room of Doom. So, just to summarise, mine was dressing up for Christmas too early, decorating. Mike's was a name.
Caroline Flack.
Rich's was
people who don't put their proper lights on, they just put these little spotlights on.
That one. And James's was boy racers bombing up and down his driveway, the bottom of his street. And that actually does happen occasionally around my way, so I'm going to vote for banning boy racers. Mike?
I'm going to vote for yours, Patch. Christmas one? Yep.
Rich?
People don't put headlights on.
That's yours, you can't vote for your own.
Oh. What was yours, Colin Flat? That's rubbish.
So it's between
boy racers and decorating up for Christmas too early.
The Christmas too early one, so the boy racers don't really affect me.
So I've won Room of Doom. First time since week one, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What do I win? A t-shirt. When do we get these t-shirts, Mike?
Speak to my colleague
Rich. We can get quite a few plain green ones.
Yeah, we're working on the t-shirts. Right, we're just waiting now for the results of the quiz to come in. Go on, Rich.
Should we take an order of people who might be interested in t-shirts? Like your Scott James's, your Jamie Tate's, your Welsh Twins.
Well, we'll just
for 36 pounds.
Oh, I think we have to sort of, I don't know, do we? Yeah, we'll get back to you.
About 15.
If we're in, if we went for a slightly lower grade ones, I think rather than t-shirts, we should do car stickers, so people can put them in the back of their cars. Just so if you could design like a flat.
Is that cheaper to make?
Design, yeah, they'd be like pound each. And you can stick them up in the back of your cars. And you can have @3PIAPC.
This be good. If it's in the back of your car, put, don't follow me, follow 3Peeps in a car.
The man is a genius. He's just got all of the hormonisms, which is a word that means two things.
A word that's spelled the same, but means got two different meanings. Like, we had a cricket, didn't we? And a spore and a grasshopper-like insect. Cricket.
Yeah. Like that. So, well done, Rich. So, something else that you can talk about and not actually send us. Is that right, Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, well, just pause there and wait for the quiz results to trickle in.
Then one.
Claws sorted out. We have if anybody's interested, we have a podcast tonight. It's on what's it called?
iTunes.
No, iTunes. That's it, iTunes. And it's called Three Peeps, PEAPS. Three Peeps in a Podcast, if anyone wants to download it. It's only the highlights, so it's quite short. And we've also had a visit from the mayor of Emerson's Green tonight as well. I don't know if it was. Yes, Emerson's Green has a mayor now. Yes. Do you know that? Sorry? No, he was incognito. No, he wasn't. Yeah, so. Yeah, a bit of a funny night tonight, but let's have a look at the scores here. We had a massive win for 5 gaff on this round. 37. Yes, 37. Just picking the 3 cabbages in a podcast with 36. 35 for the Mini Super Coopers. 34 for Club Armitage.
Second in round 2 and 3, I believe.
30 for the Cameron's Wishlist. 28 for the Imps, get a mention. And 27 for Four Wheels on My Wagon. But the overall was won only by 1 point. Numeric Assemblers on 91, Pippin Cameron's Wishlist with a 90. Oh, so close, so close.
What do we get, Rich?
We then drop to 82. Third place as Slippers and Don Monk with their 88.
82 we got.
Then we go to 85 with 5 Gaff. 82 with 3 Cabbages and a Podcast.
Fifth.
We're down into the
7th.
Club Armageddon on 78. Out of
25
and
teams.
And 78. Okay,
so now we're on the snowball. Basically, it's two probably very hard questions that you either know or you don't, with an £80 jackpot.
Now it's big, but it's folded over several times. That's
stiffy. Pete ones are stiffies.
So here we go. You know how it works. No mobile phones or then Apple things, whatever they're called. Number one, who is recognised as cinema's first woman director?
Good night.
Way back when.
Good night.
Recognise the cinema's first.
Same time next week, see you then.
I don't even know a film director. There's a woman, to be honest.
Who does the James Bond films? Broccoli.
Broccoli?
Not Broccoli.
I'll take
he's a daughter of, she's a daughter of somebody. Who does the James Bond films?
And,
no idea.
Chemical element is named after the largest known
Mendes,
asteroid.
Isn't it?
Good night. Right, we've come to the end of the evening. They have a social experiment out at the Langley Arms for the quiz. We will be back in a couple of weeks' time, where we'll be back in the studio, so to speak. So it's a goodbye from me.
Yeah, I don't know how it went tonight, but hopefully people, like you say, it's been an experiment. Try something new.
Every day.
Pushing the boundaries. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, tell your friends. Share all information and
enjoy yourself.
Rock and roll.
And Mike, how many? Dave. We haven't got any. We put it in because you might get a lucky dip.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You put our name on it.
Yeah.
Call them.
One of my pens there as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Cheers, Dave.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
Say goodbye to the listeners.
Bye, folks. Come along to Langley every Tuesday. Been here for the last 16 years. Lots of fun.
Pound
ahead.
First rounds on Dave.
First rounds on Dave.
Dave.
Cheers, Dave. Mike.
Good day.
Yeah, see you next time. Sorry I've been coughing so much. Just a bit poorly.
Yeah, I mentioned it.
Good night, everyone.